Hey gang, welcome to a special episode of Nationals 101, a podcast by Nats fans for Nats fans, as Susan would say. This is Frank. Susan's not sitting in today because this is a very, very short, brief episode of Nationals 101 with a very specific purpose, and that's just to talk about the purchasing of postseason tickets. The reason we're talking about it is because we just bought ours, and the process was a little bit confusing, and I thought there could be other fans out there. Certainly talked to a few on Twitter about this. That were sort of asking questions about it. And I thought, you know, that's why we have this show. And that's why we have this Twitter feed, is not just to explain baseball, but some of the stuff around baseball, including the team aspects like buying tickets. So we're just going to talk about it briefly. If this is of interest to you, great. If not, sorry, you'll have a proper episode of Nationals 101 next week. So let's talk briefly about it. First of all, this is not any sort of endorsement. This wasn't sponsored or anything by the Nationals or anything like that, like any of our podcasts are. This is just a reflection of our experience buying the tickets, which is very positive. Even though it was a little confusing, it was positive. So I wanted to do that. And also, I understand that there will be people out there who worry about angering the baseball gods by talking about playoffs and buying tickets ahead of time and whether it's good luck or bad luck. Well, I think, you know, first of all, second of all, who's to say that baseball gods, if they do exist, won't be impressed with your faith as opposed to finding you a bit full of yourself or otherwise just sort of hubris. Yes, that's the word, hubris. So putting all that aside, you can now put down or pay for postseason tickets for the Washington Nationals. And you do that by calling up the ticket office like we did. You can also go online and do it, and you need to buy 2013 season tickets. Now, some of the questions that we were asked about, or I was asked about on Twitter, were, don't you have to buy full season tickets? And I think that was the case up until last week. Now you can buy half season or partial season tickets, and still qualify for the postseason track. And so, if you're normally a partial season ticket holder, or if you've been thinking about getting a partial season ticket like we have, you might be the time to go into it now because you can reserve these spots for the postseason as well. So you go in and you buy your, in our case, quarter season tickets, and then you get another contract for the postseason if you want, and you buy what's called a ticket track or a seat track. And basically, you pay for all the possible games that could be played in the postseason with the Nationals. Now, obviously, none of that's set. None of that's in stone. They might not play any games. But of the games they could play would be a tiebreaker to get in, a wild card one-game matchup. And then you'd have the National League Division and Championship Series and then the World Series. So with a bunch of games in each of those, you are paying for all of those. What happens is if the team doesn't actually play those games, you are going to have part of that money put towards 2013. Now, at this point, it's probably best if we just started using some numbers. I don't want to give you the actual numbers that we paid, but I want to give you similar numbers so you have an idea of what's going on. And also, it's weird to talk about money, especially publicly, because first of all, you just don't want to be talking about your finances if you can help it. And second of all, you'd never know what's affordable for you is not affordable for somebody else. So please keep in mind, I'm trying to be sensitive to all of that and just be informative here. Our season tickets, the 2013 season tickets, cost about $600 for two seats. Those weren't the cheapest seats we could buy. They were close to the cheapest seats we could buy. But that's for two seats, so $300 per seat. That doesn't include any parking. And it's one of the quarterly game packages, which comes with 21 games. And it doesn't come with opening day, but you'll be able to buy opening day ahead of everyone else. They don't have the specific dates picked out yet, obviously. But the four quarterly plans, the Abe, the Teddy, the Tom, and the George, they all have themes. So one of them is like the Sunday afternoon package. One of them is the Friday night package. One of them is the weeknight package. And we chose the Friday night one. We figured that's the one we'd be most likely to make the most games to. And so you get those 21 games, and that's $600. Then you get the contract for the postseason. And the postseason payments are broken up into two payments. Sorry, the season tickets, the 2013 next season tickets, are broken up into four monthly payments of about $150 each. So that's important to keep in mind for a second. Then the postseason is broken up into two distinct payments. The first payment covers all the games you could play up to the World Series, so right through the NL Championship season. And for two seats, it was a bit expensive. It's $1,000, just about $1,000. And then the World Series on its own, those four games, because of course the National League won the All-Star game, so those, if they're, you know, there won't be, there will be four games if all seven games are played. They would end here in Washington. That's a little over $1,000. One, and it's a little bit more than the all the other tickets combined. So the entire postseason is about $2,000, plus the $600 we spent for next year's tickets, $2,600. That's a lot of money to put up front for a lot of people, us included. But as my friends know, I'm pretty fiscally responsible. I don't go blowing money I don't have. And so I checked out a lot of this. That's why this is actually the part where I think it's sort of a little complicated, but important to understand what's going on. The money you put up, and you do pay up front for it. You pay the first part as soon as you order the postseason tickets, and then you pay for the World Series part on October 14th, which is after the season's over, but before the World Series, well before the World Series. And so you pay those two parts. You pay all that money up front. But what they do is games that aren't played are, even though you paid for them, that money is put towards your 2013 tickets. So if you if they don't play a tiebreaker, or if they don't play a wild card game, which would be good, or if they sweep a team in the first series, or God forbid they get swept in the first series, those games that weren't played, they get put towards whatever you owe for your tickets, your 2013 tickets. And of course, as I said before, you know, our $600 for those two seats, you pay $150 a month. October's going to roll around, and we might have, let's be generous and say we have half of it left to pay. That's $300. Well, the obvious question is, if I've put up $2,000 for this money, for these tickets, and there's only $300 of it's going to go towards the balance of what I owe for 2013, what becomes of the other $1,700. It's not in the contract, but I've spoken to the sales rep a couple times, and I have it in an email that any money over what you owe for your season tickets will be refunded to you. So even though the contract says no refunds or exchanges, everything will be applied towards your 2013 season tickets, I've been explicitly told that in it's written down that anything over that would be refunded to you. So where does that leave you? Well, where it leaves you is if you have the opportunity to put up that kind of money for these seats, it's almost certainly going to be cheaper than going back and trying to find those seats in the secondary market. If everything goes according to plan and this team starts playing in the National League Championship Series or further, those seats are going to be at a premium on StubHub. And if you were only going to go to one or two games, you might end up, it might end up working out cheaper for you to just buy them off the secondary market, even though they're going to be expensive. They probably won't raise to the total of $2,000. But if you want to go to all the games, and if you, you know, are lucky, if we are lucky enough to host a World Series here for a few games, most likely that's going to be a tough ticket to get. And my feeling is that even though I'm putting up that kind of money for those seats, Game two, like if I go into game one of the World Series, my feeling and my gut is that selling the game two ticket is probably going to cover most of what I spent in the front. If they don't go anywhere, if the whole thing falls apart, you get your money back, except for the fact that you've put up for 2013. So the 2013 tickets you are buying for sure. The postseason tickets you are buying, provided that they're played. Maybe you've got a friend you can go in on this with. Maybe you want to, maybe you were thinking about getting some bigger seats than you had before. You were going to buy into some more seats next year. It might be the time to go ahead and do that. I guess there's only a few more things just to kind of go over quickly. If you opt for obviously the half season or the full season 2013 package, you might not see an actual money refund, but you would see all that money go towards what you owe next year. But if you're sticking to the quarter plan, most of the quarter plans are going to be substantially cheaper than their corresponding postseason tickets. You are getting, from my understanding, postseason tickets in the same section and hopefully the same seat, or at least in the same area, as you are for next year. So the seats I'm buying are going to be the seats I'm sitting in for the postseason, provided that that happens. I don't know. If there's any other questions, you can hit me up on Twitter, Nationals101, or send us an email, nationals101@gmail.com. We can talk about at least what's going on with my plan. But you can go ahead, call the ticket office, make your own inquiries. But that's my understanding of it. If it sounds good to you, maybe you want to go ahead and reserve those seats if you're in the position to do so. If not, start bugging your friends, start talking about it. Maybe you can get in on some seats with somebody else. But that's kind of all we have for now. So this is sort of your little half episode of Nats 101 with half the hosts. Next week, we'll be back. Susan will be back. And we will be at full strength to talk about the hopefully continually marching towards the playoffs Washington Nationals. Thanks a lot, everybody. Bye.